Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is starting out for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, we were talking off the air about it, and everybody's been talking about the college scandal.
Oh, yeah.
Of the parents that, got their kids into school, et cetera, et cetera. But I loved seeing this headline that said, there's more than one way to pay for college. And
having
so
rich parents. Oh, no.
Right. And, this goes beyond that. And basically, this one is a teenage girl in Britain that, well, it's just like any other teenager, Bo Jessup, except for one thing. She's making hundreds of thousands of dollars
doing
funding her way through college. And You're waiting because you're thinking,
there's things I can't say on the air. That's why.
You're right. And it's not things like that. It's not things that are dirty.
Or illegal.
It's not wrong. It's not illegal. It's not even a moral issue.
Sign me up.
Naming Chinese babies.
Oh. And they pay her that much money?
Yeah. And the thing is,
I just am not creative enough for that.
It's
have to Google it.
Well, you and I have talked about this before. Every time that it comes around, somebody thinks of something first.
Right, and then you're out of luck because
they're already
cashing in on it.
That's exactly.
And it makes me crabby because I'm like, I could have done that.
Jill, you were already crabby.
Well, that's
so
true.
Let's get real here.
Extra crabby.
Yeah, right, yeah. It took it up a notch. This 19-year-old, she's made a name for herself as founder and CEO of Special Name. And why Chinese? I don't know. Well, maybe we'll find out here.
Where is she from?
She's in Great Britain.
Okay.
It's a website designed to provide Chinese parents with culturally appropriate English names for their babies.
Oh, so she trans...
Oh, yeah, maybe that's it.
...plates what theirs is to English?
Yeah,
interesting.
Maybe, because I guess...
I would just make that up.
Well, you would think.
Looks like Amelia with all those.
Well, see, I wonder if it becomes kind of like the whole thing with... like the same thing that's happening in China and other countries is happening here where they get tattoos and it's supposed to say something that is interesting
totally
in the other language. And
all.
Then you find out it's like fork.
Yeah, that would happen to me.
Well, so she started this business in 2015 when she was just 15.
Wow.
Very creative.
I'm so jealous.
Six months later, does she need to go to college? She's going to college, but I mean, yeah, I guess she figures it's gonna run out at some point.
That's true.
It's gonna run out of names. 6 months later, she'd made more than $60,000.
Wow.
Naming 200,000 babies.
That'll just keep you right on busy.
Yeah.
Who's got time to study when you're naming babies?
Right. And since then, she's named a total of 666,900.
Good grief.
And counting. And she's racked up revenues of over $400,000.
So jealous.
And here's how it started. She was traveling with her father in China when one of his business associates, a Mrs. Wang, asked for help in naming her 3-year-old daughter. I'm thinking that by 3 years old, I think you should have had a name.
I feel like,
at that point.
What have you been calling her this whole time?
Well, it's
Come
crying
here, girl.
Again. Yeah, sorry. The girl is crying.
That girl.
Yeah. And
that's really weird.
Yeah. I think sometimes when they give us these stories, they leave out details.
I think so.
So she said, I was honored and surprised. She said it seemed like a really important thing to do. And so then she came up with the idea to monetize the idea. Well, there you go. Genius.
Yeah.
And in China, all babies are given a Chinese name consisting of 2 or 3 characters with a carefully constructed meaning. However, many Chinese people find it easier to interact with native English speakers if they also have a Western name.
Oh, right. So they have a little,
yeah.
They have both.
So traditionally, those names would be self-assigned or given by teachers. But due to language barriers and internet censorship in China, the ability to reach them can be limited.
Interesting.
Often resulting in unfortunate and sometimes comical selections. Jessup noted, highlighting examples like Rolex Wang and Gandalf Wu.
Gandalf Rolex. I like it.
And so she even did a TED Talk in 2017 talking about this. And so she decided to launch a Chinese language website that could replicate her selection process for numerous people simultaneously.
So then they just can go on and pay, and then it comes up with one for them?
Right. It works by asking users to choose five characteristics from a list of 12 they'd most like their child to embody. Algorithm then selects three gender-specific names matched to those five characteristics.
And she did this when she was how old?
15? Yeah, she's 15. Yeah.
And she knows about algorithms?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Gosh.
She's traveling with her
dad by the day.
To China. I am thinking that they're
probably
she was already smart.
Traveled.
Yeah. I mean, she's already a smart kid. I mean, we're giving her credit for all this stuff, but it's like, you know what? She was going to be a prodigy anyway.
Sounds like it. Good gravy.
And so users are then encouraged to share the three suggestions with their friends and family, help them settle on their favorite, avoid any cultural mistakes. And here's the thing. Check this out, Jill.
Okay.
One big reason she's probably so successful, she only charges 79 cents to name a baby.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Anytime you charge super cheap, people pay. Yeah.
That's how you. That's how you get over 600,000 of them.
I gotta find something.
All right, there you go.
I sell snow.
Something for you to start. Yeah, there you go, Jill. So, you need to start thinking of something here. Time's running out, Jill.
Huh.
All right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.